The jungle sang with the whispers of life, chirping cicadas, rustling leaves, and the distant roar of a waterfall. It was a melody that Tarzan knew by heart, a symphony of his sanctuary. He swung effortlessly through the canopy, his muscles rippling as sunlight filtered through the dense foliage. Yet, something was wrong. The silence of the birds was louder than their absence. The animals were hiding, their instincts warning of a predator far more dangerous than any jungle beast. Tarzan's sharp eyes scanned the ground, and there it was, a metallic glint, the barrel of a rifle. He clenched his jaw. The jungle hunters were back, and this time, they weren't poachers. They were mafia. Beneath the trees, the mafia's leader, Victor Kane, a ruthless man with a scar slicing through his left eyebrow, barked orders to his men. They weren't here for ivory or pelts. They had an even darker mission, to capture the jungle's most magnificent creatures alive and sell them to the highest bidder in the black market. But Victor didn't realize he wasn't just trespassing into the jungle. He was stepping into Tarzan's domain. Tarzan's heart thundered with fury as he silently tracked the hunters. Their traps and nets littered the forest floor like scars on his home. His mind raced through strategies, but his priority was clear: protect the animals. As dusk fell, the hunters reached a clearing where a majestic black panther lay trapped in a cage. Its golden eyes burned with defiance, but its snarls betrayed fear. With a deafening cry, Tarzan leapt from the trees, landing like a thunderclap before the startled hunters. They raised their rifles, but Tarzan moved like the wind, snatching a rifle midair and using it to disarm another. The fight was swift and brutal. His fists spoke a language of vengeance. Yet Victor stood unfazed, smirking. "You're just a man in the jungle," he said, drawing a machete. The fight between Tarzan and Victor was a dance of raw power and strategy. Tarzan dodged the deadly swings of the machete, using vines and his environment to outmaneuver the mafia leader. But Victor was no ordinary foe. He fought with the cunning of a predator, forcing Tarzan to his limits. Blood and sweat mingled as Tarzan delivered a final blow, sending Victor crashing into the very cage he had used to trap the panther. Before the hunters could react, the jungle answered Tarzan's call. Elephants stormed into the clearing, their trumpeting war cries scattering the remaining men. Monkeys swung down, snatching weapons and throwing them into the river. Tarzan, battered but unbroken, released the panther, who growled its gratitude before vanishing into the shadows. The jungle mafia was defeated, their weapons and vehicles abandoned in their hasty retreat. Victor, battered and humiliated, was tied to a tree, left for the authorities. As the sun rose, painting the sky with hues of gold and orange, the jungle came alive again. Birds sang, animals emerged from their hiding spots, and the air was once more filled with a vibrant pulse of life. Tarzan stood at the heart of it all, his chest heaving, but his spirit unwavering. The jungle was his family, and no force on earth would harm it under his watch. As he gazed at the vast, green expanse before him, he knew the battle was far from over, but so was his resolve.